join in any month.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. So was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice.
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Proudly presents the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 888-228-4494. Or 877-489-6350. Our direct line, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. And as always, it is a true honor to be with each and every one of you this great evening. It is a great day in paradise. And many of you that has been tuning in to the Universal Spiritual Connection is very aware of our guest for this evening. And for me, it's a personal honor and thrill to always have our guest on with us each month. If you will please allow me to share a bit of information about our guest for this evening to bring the speed up with all the new listeners. Excuse me, I'm just in so full of joy right now. It is so exciting to have our guest each month on this show. And what's even more profound for me is to be able to bring to each and every one of you a true, true master that really gives so much, not only of himself, but to each and every one of you. So please allow me to share this wonderful history about our guest, Todd Stockwell. He is known by many as a foremost expert on the evolution of the human consciousness, which is happening right now on the planet. He teaches us how to be truly connected so we may all succeed in this changing world. Todd is an honored member in the 2008-2009 edition of the Cambridge Who's Who's Registry of the Executive Professionals. Todd has a MS in Leadership and Training from the Alameda University and a BA in Sociology from the University of Michigan. He has over 20 years of management and consulting experience and 5 years of experience working with persons with developmental disabilities. Todd Stockwell is an expert at finding what works for companies and individuals. He has helped individuals reach goals that were unreachable and even unimaginable before. With Todd, athletes, actors, musicians, and professionals have reached their own personal best. Individuals have found their divine path and now live a joyful and empowered life. Todd is also an artist, award-winning author, a songwriter, an inventor, a leader, and a loving father. Todd is a very humble and in true service, as anyone who has worked with him will attest. The Power Beyond programs, reaching new limits, finding your true self, becoming more than you have ever imagined, and being who you are meant to be. His website is www.beyond, spelt BEYOND1111.com. That web address is beyond1111.com. I also would like to take a moment to invite each of you to my show page with bbsradio.com, and I have a wealth of information about our guest, Todd Stockwell. So without further delay, please, let's all give our guest, Todd, a warm welcome to the show. Aloha, Todd.
Hey, hi, Leilani. Great
How
to be on
you?
Again.
I know. Excellent. How are you this great eat day?
Amazing. Wonderful. Just a beautiful, beautiful day.
You know, it's always, it never, ever ceases to amaze me, the excitement, the joy, to have you on the show, and I'm sure it's very obvious to all our listeners out there, but it is. It really, really is. I've had the opportunity to work with you for quite some time now, and it's nice to be able to share with everyone worldwide the impact and the depth of the empowerment that you so give to each and every one of us.
Thank you so much.
Well, I know we have a lot to share this evening with all our listeners for this show tonight. So I'm going to just dive right in and go ahead and ask my very first question. And that question is, what is the Beyonder program?
Well, that's an excellent question. The Beyonder program is a gift from the Angelic Hierarchy of Light, to empower people beyond their human condition, so that they can walk in spirit neutral, where we still have the richness of our experience here, but are not affected by the drama, the harshness, the suffering, or the illusion, the illness, etc.
So what I'm hearing you say then is that we no longer as a human race have to experience the dramas, the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual suffering, or the harshness of our everyday world that we all have to interact with on a daily basis. Is this correct?
Yes, that is correct. We're in the now times, the new transition time, where that as many put it, the end of the world as we know it, et cetera, where that within the new paradigm we're able to, instead of be completely individuated, we can be part of the oneness and still be experiencing all that is individuated as well.
I agree. And you know, that's where when I first met you, I mean, it only took, matter of fact, I didn't even have to meet you to open up an email and realize that what you truly had to share with all of us was a very personal empowerment of self, but yet shared collectively. And it's really interesting because I'm sure that many of our listeners this evening can really relate to this next statement is, you know, I've searched many years and have gone through many types of classes and got certified in all these different modalities and so forth. For me, on a very deep and personal level, this is what has really propelled me to a quantum leap to where now I've become that direct observer and notice things that were right there in front of me but wasn't necessarily aware of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's what this work is about. It is quantum work. It's utilizing that which is quantum, you know, and so therefore we're able to be more than the words that we have learned, more than the techniques that we've learned, etc. So.
Yes, because I know that, you know, from past shows we've discussed about what the new paradigm is and what did that mean for all of us, and as you and I both know, and many that may be tuned into the show, it's not about separation or I, me, myself, and I, but it's about the we, standing side by side, collectively for the same goals. So with that, let me ask you this question as well, Todd, if I may, is what exactly is the 12 sessions of the Beyonder One Empowerments, and how can this shift us to a higher level? And can you share the 12 empowerments with all of us tonight?
Yes, actually, technically it's 13 because there's the higher self anchoring as so it's a two-part process with the higher self anchoring. So basically the higher self anchoring and integration process, this process anchors your higher self directly and permanently into your heart center where you need it. So from this connection you'll have immediate accessibility to bringing through clear guidance and information, and we'll be able to see things from a higher perspective. Now, as you experience your true self in a more tangible, consistent way, you'll feel more at peace with yourself and the world around you. The next ones are the actual 12 sessions, and the series of 12 empowerments that each bestows a specific gift to you from the hierarchy of light. Each of these is intended as a key or a tool for you to hold more light, and as a result have more energy and greater protection from which to heal, create, and manifest in the world. This program empowers any other program that you're working with. So no matter what energy that you're currently working with, You will actually lift up that process to a much higher level, no matter what it is that you do, no matter what you, you know, what healing process or anything that you do will be at a much higher level. So the first one is the personal grid empowerment, which assists in healing and restructuring your energy patterns. It also facilitates releasing negative beliefs and thoughts and their resulting behaviors. So that one's helpful in a whole lot of different ways. The second one is Crystal Sword of Light Empowerment that goes from your third eye down to your feet and across your shoulders, but it also is utilized through your fingers and other chakra systems, energy systems, where that it's utilized as a tool that you can get into the core when you're working with individuals. The energy from it provides protection from outer negativity, and this empowerment is amplified with each successive empowerment. There are actually three swords as well within the process, so you could almost say that there's more to it. But the next one is the empowerment of the word, which gives you insight behind the words that others use. This source connection also empowers you to speak more directly from your heart, which lets others understand you more clearly. So the fourth, so I've got a big list here, don't I? The light empowerment is a gift that comes through as a laser tool, just as the sword. It's a connector to the sword. And using your higher self as guidance, this laser light may be called upon in any healing modality for clearing. The empowerment from the crystal sword enhances the use of this gift. So
if I may interject here for just one moment, and I'd like to go back to, because you were sharing with us about the crystal sword of light empowerment, and, you know, you were sharing with all of us this evening about how it will also protect us from outer negativity. And, you know, Todd, I have to say to you, that has showed up in such real motion for me on a daily basis. It's refreshing for me. And one of the things that I really wanted to get across to the listeners this evening is, by the way, everyone, I've actually am firsthand living these empowerments. And that's where I get very excited about having Todd come onto the show and share his knowledge with each of you. And why it's so important for me to share it with you is because it has really indeed changed my life. And it's amazing to me, Todd, because I can have all kinds of chaotic energy or let's say I would stand in the midst of a vortex of negative energy, and for the first time in my life I can stand there solid in my foundation and still have that inner peace and stay grounded and balanced and realize from a higher perspective that it has nothing to do with me. It's about choices or decisions others have made around me. How did I do on expressing that?
That's good, you know. Personal experience, you know, and we all experience it differently. So it's important that, you know, everyone know that, you know, each one of us experience things in a different way, and that we all also understand things in a different way. So therefore, to try to, you know, put things into a formula, et cetera, you know, isn't really, you know, the way of light, because when we start placing things into an exact formula or something, then we're making it a certain way, this is the only way, etc. And that's not what we're doing with this work. This work is about empowering you and helping the connection.
Absolutely. And that's where it's been very empowering and insightful for myself as an individual. You know, I get many comments as I communicate or interact with people, and as you know, I interact with people from all over the world. And it's been very consistent, because many of these people I have spoken to many a times, and I always puts a smile on my face when they'll start saying to me, "Wow, I can really feel changes with you. I can really have a deep sense that you're well grounded now, and there's this inner peace within you, regardless of what's going on around you." And that's nice. That's nice validation to get.
Excellent. Good work.
Yes. Well, thank you. I have to thank you and the hierarchy. It's been wonderful. But I do know, before we get any further into the show, you're actually going to share with us some downloads tonight. Is that true?
Yes, we are, of course.
All right. Would you like to go ahead and let's do the downloads?
Okay, so we're going to do the downloads before we do the rest of these, okay? Yeah, we can do that. Definitely. All right. So, are you ready for the download?
I am.
Yep.
Okay.
And I know there's quite a few out there that are tuned in that are ready as well.
All right. I want to hear that. Okay, so go ahead and take a deep, deep breath. Make sure you're comfortable. As long as you're not driving, go ahead and close your eyes and be peaceful. If you're driving, you can be peaceful, but make sure you have your eyes on the road, okay? So take a deep, deep breath and release slowly with a dragon breath. So. Now focus on surrounding yourself in a massive crystal and feel that crystal surround you, and not only surround you but also become one with you. And say, open, full access.
Open, full access.
Now focus on the color of the crystal, like changing the color to the color of orange. This is the color of creation, the highest creation. So feel what it is to be 100% the highest creation. And let the color shift just a little to be a golden peach. This is the color of the highest joy. So feel what it feels like to be 100% the highest joy. You're still 100% the highest creation as well. So notice that this is non-linear. This is multi-dimensional. You can be 100% this and 100% that. Okay? So feel that. Feel what it feels like to also be 100% one with that crystal as well. And now shift the color just a little so that it's a bright but deep red. And red being the color of passion. Now passion is very important because in order to spread the joy that we're here to spread and to be the creator gods that we're here to be, because you are here to be a creator god, we must interject the highest passion. So feel what it feels like to be 100% the highest passion. And take another deep breath. Focus on a tube of light and moving upward into this tube of light faster and faster. Upward. Upward faster. And feel the colors, because the colors here you can actually hear. You can taste and you can feel. And notice that there are new colors here that you've never seen before. Notice that as you're moving faster and faster, you're also not moving at all. Notice as you move to your right, you're also moving left. As you're moving upward, you're also moving downward. As you're moving forward, you're also moving backward. And as you're moving outward, you're also moving inward. Now repeat after me, 1, 2, 3, open.
1, 3, open.
Delete old files.
Delete old files.
Delete old programs.
Delete old programs.
Release negative structures.
Release negative structures.
Release false reality.
Release false realities.
Release all hurdles.
Release all hurdles.
Burn them.
Burn them.
Explode.
Explode.
Implode.
Implode.
Reprogram.
Reprogram.
Restructure.
Restructure.
Reconnect.
Reconnect.
Recomplete.
Recomplete.
Activate all codes needed.
Activate all codes needed.
Activate all light codes.
Activate all light codes.
Activate all color codes.
Activate all color codes.
Activate all divinity codes.
Activate all divinity codes.
Activate all Christ codes.
Activate all Christ codes.
Activate all mother codes.
Activate all mother codes.
Activate all God codes.
Activate all Christ codes.
Activate all God codes.
Activate all God codes.
1111 open.
1111 open.
Activate all beyonder codes needed.
Activate all beyonder codes needed.
Reprogram.
Reprogram.
Reconnect.
Reconnect.
Restructure.
Restructure.
Recomplete.
Recomplete.
Activate Indigo Grid.
Activate Indigo Grid.
Personal Grid Light.
Personal Grid Light.
Power Up.
Power Up.
Rainbow Core.
Rainbow Core.
Crystal Core.
Crystal Cord.
Golden Core.
Golden Core.
Golden Bridge.
Golden Bridge.
Crystal Bridge.
Crystal Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge.
Unite.
Unite.
Ignite.
Ignite.
Joy.
Joy.
Love.
Love.
Purity of heart.
Purity of heart.
Light of lights.
Light of lights.
Power of powers.
Power of powers.
Love of loves.
Love of love.
Oneness.
Oneness.
Love.
Love.
Oneness.
Oneness.
Beatwe.
Beatwe.
Zaawen.
Aawe.
Dilako.
Dilako.
Alawe.
Alawe.
Sabota.
Sabota.
Avina.
Aniva.
Ivate.
Ivate.
Ranus.
Ranus.
Anup.
Anup.
Kuakot.
Kuakot.
Shehina.
Shehina.
Sukata.
Sukata.
Sophia.
Sophia.
Gaya.
Gaya.
Vaneo.
Vaneo.
Araha.
Araha.
Ananeha.
Ananeha.
Abredosh.
Abredosh.
Quinale.
Quinale.
Suatos.
Suatos.
Suatias.
Suatias.
Eao.
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 Eau.
Eaua.
Eaua.
Titaton.
Titato.
Retato.
Retato.
Ensoft.
Insof.
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 I am truly beyond the beyond.
I am truly beyond the beyond.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest light.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest power.
I am the highest joy.
I am the highest joy.
I am the highest love.
I am the highest love.
Love is the highest of the highest.
Love is the highest of the highest.
I am the highest of the highest of the highest.
I am the highest of the highest of the highest.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
I remember.
Amen.
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 Anchor.
Anchor.
Ground.
Ground.
Solidify.
Solidify.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am a creator God.
I am a creator God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, how do you feel?
Woohoo! I'm a buzzing and a vibrating. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, my goodness. Pardon me. It feels wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Todd. And I know that our listeners feel the same way I do. Now, I'd like to take a moment and go back to you sharing with us the 12 sessions of the empowerment. And, of course, you and I covered, one, the personal grid empowerment, two, the crystal sword of light empowerment, and three, the empowerment. Oh, no, 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 we have to do that one, don't we? The power, the empowerment.
Yeah, we did the empowerment of the word, the third one, and the light empowerment.
Okay.
Yes. So we did up to four. So I still have 5 through 12. Yeah.
Can you tell that I am feeling great? I am definitely. Oh, thank you. Anyway, if you would continue sharing the 12 sessions with us.
Okay. All right, yes. The thought empowerment is the fifth, and it's a gift of connection with divine thought. So all divine thought. And it creates a tunnel from your heart versus your mind, which is directly into the Christ reality, which we have spoken of in the past on this show. This is knowing what the highest good is for all situation. So this connected information can serve to guide your choices instead of using intellectual analysis or judgment. So that way you are getting a true measure as to what the action needs to be in that moment, whether it would serve the highest good for all. And then there's number six is the fire empowerment. And this gives you the spark and passion of creation. Just actually, we just did a partial on that in our empowerment. So you were sensing that spark and that passion of creation to use in all aspects of your life. So by igniting the fire, you melt away issues that have been frozen from moving you forward in your life and on your path. So it's a very, you know, it's a very important piece there to get you moving on your way in your divine path. Number seven is the empowerment of truth, and this is an enhancement of the gift of the word, working as an extra kind of knowing. So feeling clearly when others are speaking actual truth, and this gift taps into your specific truth, so you can move freely and abundantly along your path. Now this is also it's kind of where that you could call it a gateway through the dimension, because and it begins with the sword, because the sword is the sword Excalibur, and that's where we truly state that we are pure of heart. And from that catapult, as we choose to be truly pure of heart and truly of service, then all of these other gifts are available. So then we get to eight, which is the empowerment of power, or the initiation of the power. And this is to be able to stand clear of chaos. You see from a higher and more divine perspective, and can teach others to shift their sight as well. So this is a step in the direction of a teacher, that, you know, we're here to teach others, you know, to help them along their path. And this is a huge step in that, in standing in our power, our true power. Then there's nine, which is the hidden knowledge empowerment. And this is a source of true understanding. Actually, 9 and 10 can be switched, actually, and this could be 10, and 9, or 10 could be 9, but basically could run together. And with this, you know what has shaped people's lives and how to use that in your work with them. So your wisdom is finally tuned to serve each individual's highest good in their human process. So basically, you'll have a knowing, a deeper understanding of the big picture with anybody that you're working with. Truly feel them at their core and truly sense and know what that person's really going through, what they've been through, you know, the traumas in their life, etc. You're able to feel it without going through it, though. That's a very important thing that you have to realize, that in order to help somebody through something, we can't be, you know, taking on their things. We need to be clear of that. And so that's what this is about. And then 10, which I said could be 9, or 10, the shield empowerment is a unique structure and empowerment which surrounds you. So it's allowing you to travel easily through other realms and other dimensions. You are cloaked and protected in all circumstances. So this goes along with the others, where that's starting to move into other dimensions. But this is, you know, this is getting a whole lot more powerful. And when I speak of moving through dimensions, I'm talking about physically, where that your physical body is able to move through as well. That's very important with these processes. And that's a differing factor from other things, where that they would take you out of your body in order to move through dimensions. That's not what we're about, and it's not what was meant to happen. So now we're to 11, and that's the empowerment of love. And it is full connection to the divine agape love. It comes to you as a rainbow to be used to create a bridge between you and those you are meant to work with, lighting your path. Self-healing unfolds with ease and divine agape love then flows out from you to the source, to all, everyone's source. So therefore, you are a beacon of light, which we've all come here to be. We've all come here at the time of God, you could say, with this time, and the time of oneness, which is the next step. So number 12 is the empowerment of oneness, and this is an ever-expanding connection with the Ensophic energy, which is the light that comes from our universal source, creator force. This is the energy that facilitates creation and empowerment within you and in the world and others.
Wow. That's very nice. Thank you for sharing that with all of us this evening, Todd. And so, you know, I was sitting here as you were sharing this information with us that led me to ask you this particular question, because I know as an observer, many have feel that they're already there or it's happening anyway. And if they don't get it in this lifetime, they will get it in the next time around. Can you share with us your thoughts on this way of thinking?
Yes, well, we're now in the age of indigo, like I said, which is the new paradigm. This is the age of expertise. So to not get to your expertise and genius is to cheat the world. Isn't it time to own your true self and create a better world for everyone? We're all here to do that. This is not the me generation. This is the we generation, the oneness generation. And we have to realize, and I'm not saying that you don't take care of you. You always take care of you first. But we are here for the masses so that we can help to elevate all to this oneness and to this great, great time that we're in. So therefore, we don't do the work that we're here to do. And when we say work, it's not really work. It's joy. It's play. When you're truly doing what you came here to do, you are in the highest joy that is possible. So really think deep on what is it that you love. And that's where you can really open up to what do you love to do to create? What are the things that really get you kicking? Because those are the things that this is about. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot out there that saying just be, just stand pat, you know, don't do anything. And that's not going to serve.
And let me read that again, because I wrote that down as you said it, and you made the statement of, we are here to that. This is not the me, M-E, generation. This is the we generation, the oneness. Very profound statement to make, and yes, you're absolutely correct. I mean, it is so time for all of us to work together collectively and individually to express that full joy in the things that we love to do, that we've come here to do here on this planet. So that brings me to another thought that I'd like to ask you tonight as well, is that, you know, there are many experiencing physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual pain, health issues, and feel this is just a part of the ascension process, and they have this overall, even though they're not saying it, but sometimes this attitude about this shall pass. What are your thoughts on the ascension process and having to process the pain and the health issues?
Well, the suffering masses will always find a way to explain why they have illness and pain. You can and must evolve without the suffering. You know, this is exactly why the Beyonder program is here. We don't have to. Suffering has already been done. You know, we ran that program. It's over. You don't need to be in the suffering. So I put out there, I tell you, you know, everybody out there, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to feel this pain. This work is so that there is none of that.
Nice, very nice. Well, I'd like to even discuss and find out what your thoughts are about, you know, because I hear many people talking about the ego, drama, and karma. How does all of these three elements actually fit into the greater picture?
Yeah, well, first, I wouldn't call them elements, but I know what you mean.
Thank you.
There's so much that that people hold on to just to make themselves be right, you know. This is always ego. Having to be right causes fear and anger and war. We must free ourselves from this now, right now. And I give this no power at all. And I ask all of you to do the same. Don't give it any power. If someone has to make another individual wrong, let it go for what it is. It's ego. We don't judge it. We don't make a name for it. We have to see it for what it is and know it for what it is and just be fine with it. That's where that individual is.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely, because I see that quite a bit, you know, even sometimes in the past where I would really find myself, you know, wanting to be right. And it's not about being right. It's about the expression of joy and love and finding a way to really support not only yourself but others as well.
Yes.
So let me ask you this then, Todd. Can these empowerments help us get beyond these issues, and how?
Well, that's exactly what these empowerments are for. The sooner you start them, the sooner you will notice the difference and they make in your life. So a world without anger, without fear, without illness, without worry, without war, without hunger, without judgment, with only love and truth and connection, with only oneness.
Wow, nicely said, because, you know, that's one of the key elements for me is, you know, I used to get so fearful that I would actually become extremely paralyzed. And then I'm sure that there are those that can actually relate with that, you know, having that amount of fear and being paralyzed to where you're just about isolating yourself from living life or even having the ability to actually take action in propelling yourself through whatever it is that, you know, is in front of you. And that's one of the one areas that I noticed right away after I had initially started. After I actually had even taken your first class, is that I no longer feared the things in front of me. I didn't no longer need to do that. It just naturally, and it was so interesting because once I started walking through the situation, I realized I had one of those aha moments, light bulb moments where I went, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I would like to have my sisters and brothers worldwide experience. They deserve it in their own lives as well. But anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show. So I'd like to ask you before we have to say goodnight to you, because we've got about 2 minutes, if you've got any last-minute words that you'd like to share with the listeners.
Two things. First, I wanted to bring up the program in Prescott that's coming up on the 18th of July, 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's going to be really phenomenal. And the information's on the website at beyond1111.com. And so you can also reach me at 734-740-9110. I did want to now go right into the message, because what I'd like to do is reiterate a message that I also said on another show. If I could say one thing to the world, it would be, you are loved, and you are loved. It is time to let go of your smallness, the idea that you don't matter, that the world doesn't need you or deserve you. You are loved. It is time to embrace the massive, loving, divine creator you have come here to be. You are love. We must love and respect all on a whole new level. Honor them wherever they may be in their own process. Remember, we must be in this moment, this very moment. Don't look back at what you were, or what you could have been, or what you could be in the future. Look only what you can do in this moment. Do what you love. Love what you do, and be what you love. You are love. You are loved.
Thanks, Todd. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you again, and thank you so much. I want to remind all our sisters and brothers worldwide, you are the empowerment and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Good night to each of you, and many blessings. Good night.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.